the more we can get the word out about her universe, the better, because, you know, still so many people don't know that we even exist. So I appreciate it.
And I definitely wanted to start by congratulating you on the sci-fi line coming out. I know you're premiering that at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to be starting to show some photos here soon of some of the new products. So,
oh, very nice.
Yeah, we're going to be unveiling different bits and pieces throughout the year, so there's going to be more to come. But we'll have, let's see, 3 pieces from Battlestar Galactica, 1 piece from Warehouse 13, and 1 piece from the sci-fi original movies. Or actually, I don't know if you followed the Monster Madness competition.
A little bit.
Okay, well, the winning monster was Sharktopus, and we are going to have a really cool Sharktopus shirt.
We're talking to Ashley Eckstein, voice of Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars Clone Wars, and also the owner of Her Universe, website for basically geek girl chic, wonderful clothing. I know you're starting on your jewelry line. What are your other plans for Her Universe?
Well, with Her Universe, from the very beginning, we not only wanted to be a merchandise line, but it was very important for us to create a community for female fans. And so much of my research, I read that female fans just felt like they weren't being listened to, or they were scared to come out and say that they were female and they were a sci-fi fan. And so I wanted to create a community for female fans to interact and also to make it accepted and okay to come out and say, yes, I'm a girl and I absolutely am obsessed with Star Wars or, you know, sci-fi or, you know, Lord of the Rings or whatever it is, that it's okay, because we're not trying to say that sci-fi is for girls. We're trying to say that sci-fi is for everyone and just, you know, have equal treatment rather than kind of have women be an afterthought in what is in the past seemed to be a men's or boys' genre. So it's just as important for us to kind of create a community for female fans, and so that's why at San Diego Comic-Con, for example, we're doing a panel on Thursday night at 6:00, just to help, you know, create, you know, that atmosphere and that community of fans and you know, have discussions on how to break down the stereotype and make sci-fi, you know, for everyone rather than just for men.
I know you've been called the queen of the nerds and et cetera. How do you feel about being a kind of a role model for, you know, the geeky girls, especially nowadays growing up, all the girls that, you know, love Ahsoka? And
yes, well, certainly I'm flattered by some of the things that have been said and written, but I have to say, I certainly don't, you know, consider myself queen of the nerds. I view this as a collective effort from everyone. This is, you know, all of us fangirls coming together as one to make our voices be heard. So I kind of view it as we are, you know, we're all in it together. I mean, I was on like High School Musical there, but it's not just me leading the charge. It's all of us leading the charge, because, you know, so many of the decisions at Her Universe have been made even by the fans. You know, I've asked the fans on Facebook or Twitter what they want, and I'll tailor my decisions according to what all the girls want. So, again, this is all of us doing it together. But for me, you know, when I first got the role of Ahsoka, you know, one thing that I take very seriously is that, you know, whether you like it or not, if you're in the public eye, you do end up being a role model of some sort. And, you know, so many actresses or athletes, they come out and they say, well, I never wanted to be a role model, or, you know, I'm not trying to be a role model, I just want to act, or I just want to play a sport. And whether you like it or not, that's not the case. And especially when you do what's considered a family show, like the Clone Wars, and a character like Ahsoka, whether I like it or not, there's girls that associate me to Ahsoka. And so that's something that I do not take lightly, and I take very serious. And so I will always do my best to be a positive role model, and never lead, especially a child astray. I think that's one of the worst things you can do, is knowingly not knowingly, but just not care about the fact that you could be leading a child astray or in a wrong direction. So I take it very seriously and do everything I can to create a positive environment for the young fans.
You really see the fans associating you as Ahsoka. You know, what are some things that you really like about that connection? I mean, is there anything that you particularly really see of yourself in the character?
Well, you know, I'm just honored to A, be the voice of Ahsoka, and B, just be a part of the Star Wars universe. It's just truly, you know, an honor to work for Lucasfilm and to be a part of such a historic franchise. And, you know, with Ahsoka, you know, she's just such a well-written character for girls to look up to. She's so positive, and she always tries to do the right thing at all costs. I mean, she really is, and I'm talking about Ahsoka now, she really just is a good role model for girls. And so, you know, I have to say, in terms of her choices, you know, that falls under the writing. And I have to say, Dave Filoni and the crew and the team at the Clone Wars, they do such an amazing job creating Ahsoka. And I'm just thrilled. They've always let me bring my personality to the character. I mean, it's pretty much just my voice. I try to make my voice sound a little bit tougher, but it's pretty much just my voice and my personality to the character. So I'm honored that they let me bring, you know, my opinions and my personality and my voice to the character to help bring her to life. But it's definitely a collective effort from all parties, and I'm just honored to have a small part in it.
Obviously, you enjoy Star Wars, but, you know, what are some other things you kind of grew up in the geeky dumb with?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up, I have an older brother, so I watched, I grew up watching Star Wars. I grew up watching, you know, the Hobbit cartoon. We loved that cartoon so much. So we grew up watching, you know, a lot of fantasy, the Neverending Story, you know, we just watching kind of anything and everything. And then it's funny because as I've gotten older, I've always been a sci-fi fan, as in, you know, now SYFY. And when I first founded her universe, obviously Star Wars was a natural fit to start with because of my role on the Clone Wars. But it was a dream of mine to be able to design merchandise for sci-fi because I was such a fan of so many of their shows. I mean, I am such a huge Battlestar Galactica fan. It's crazy. And I love Warehouse 13 and now Being Human and Face Off. I love even, you know, the reality shows. So, you know, the thing for me is that I'm a fan of what I'm designing for. And that's very important. I think, you know, in order to design effectively for other fans, you need to be a fan of what you're doing. And so I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to design for their shows because, I mean, I truly think Battlestar Galactica is one of the best shows that's ever been on television.
I don't think many people would disagree with you on that. And
yeah.
Between you and me, I think anyone that kind of disagrees with that is a little bit out there. But
either out there or the fact they haven't given it a shot. Maybe they watched one or two episodes and they didn't invest themselves into the series. I mean, my husband and I dove in and watched the entire series from start to finish, and we were hooked. Like, we love it so much. I went out to dinner the other night, and it just so happened that Jamie Bamba, Apollo, and his wife and some friends were sitting at the table right next to us. And I flipped out. I didn't even say anything to him because I got too nervous.
And then to kind of bring it back to her universe, I know you've wanted to do this for a long time. What were some of the challenges you had starting up her universe? I mean, I know there's obviously always been getting licensing issues, et cetera, but what were some challenges you personally faced?
You know, challenges that I personally faced, because I actually worked for about 3 years before I was able to get her universe up off the ground, was just to get people to buy into the idea, because in the past, merchandise for female fans has always been an afterthought. And, you know, they'd make 20 shirts for guys and then one shirt for the girls. And usually it was in junior sizes. It was poor quality. It was just a poster slapped on a T-shirt, and after you washed it one time, it would shrink two sizes. And But nobody cared because they thought that the women wouldn't buy it. I mean, that was the biggest stereotype, is that women will not buy sci-fi merchandise, period, the end. And that's what I was told. They said, you know, there's not enough women that will buy, and so therefore you should just be happy with a men's size. And I started to do my research and found that that's not the case at all, that close to half of all sci-fi fans are women. Close to half of all Star Wars fans are women. And actually, a new statistic by Sci-Fi, the channel, is that 51% of the viewers for the entire channel are women. So there's actually more women watching Sci-Fi than men. And it didn't make sense to me because I also did research about the consumer marketplace, about who's doing purchases. And 85% of all consumer purchases are made by women. So you have women watching sci-fi and women making the purchases, so the numbers weren't adding up. And I just continued to beg people and knock on doors and say, just give us a shot. Just let us try to sell to the women. And eventually, you know, Lucasfilm, they are so passionate about their female fans, and so is sci-fi, and I have to give them both credit for wanting to cater to their female fans, and they're really excited about it.
I know you've been really responsible with running the numbers, and from what it sounds, your business model is enough to make several little local businesses envy. But really, what would be the one design line? What line would you really love to bring to her universe if numbers weren't a problem, if licensing issues weren't a problem? Just what's your dream line?
Oh, geez. You know, I have to say, I feel like we hit the jackpot from the very beginning because I've been a Star Wars fan ever since I was a little girl. You know, Star Wars was my dream. And the fact that I was able to get that first, I think but I haven't achieved my dream yet because I feel like I've only done a small part. So my dream would be to expand our Star Wars line to everything, to accessories, cosmetics, and have a wide variety of options for women, you know, rather than just have, you know, having 10 to 12 options. I want to have, you know, a store where you can go on and you've got, you know, 50 different options of stuff for women for Star Wars. So I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg, and I just hope to continue to expand our Star Wars line. And also there's some fun things we can do with sci-fi too. And like I said, I'm such a huge fan of them. So I'm excited to expand on both of those.
I know you've been kind of involved in the design process, et cetera. How many of the designs are actually yours versus, you know, how many are others? I mean, percentage or numbers?
Well, the biggest misconception about her universe is that, you know, some people think that I'm just an actress that was brought on to endorse the product, and that's not the case at all. Her universe is actually my company that I founded from the very beginning. I mean, I came up with the name, the logo, everything. And so all of the designs, you know, unfortunately, I'm not an artist. Nobody wants to see my my drawings. They look like, you know, they're basically stick people. but I come up with the concepts. So, you know, we have a design team, and I throw out all of the concepts, and then we find the art to go with those concepts. So whether the art already exists, like it's a beautiful piece from Studio Sonda, like our Yoda shirt. I knew I wanted a Yoda shirt, so I scoured all Star Wars art until I found that piece. Or, you know, I come up with a concept like the Han and Leia shirt, I know, or the Vader and Leia shirt, Daddy's Little Girl. And I come up with a concept, and then I seek out artists like, you know, Kat Staggs or Katie Cook. I mean, they are amazing Star Wars artists. And I went to them with the concept and kind of told them what I was looking for, and then they did the art. So every concept and every shirt, you know, I've worked with my design team to come up with. So they're all usually inspired by someone or inspired by a story that's happened. So there's a story behind each design, and you know, that's what makes it fun, is because you know, us girls, I feel like if somebody says, hey, I like your shirt, you don't just say thank you. You like to tell a story with it. I'm always yeah. like, hey, thanks, you know. It was on sale, and you know, this person did the art, and isn't it great? Yep. So there's usually a conversation about it, and that's what I think is so neat, because every piece has a story behind it.
Oh, yeah, the at least, oh, I got it at such and such.
Yes.
So I know the I know shirt has been kind of one of your more popular designs of late, and I kind of find it interesting, especially in reading some of the background story on her universe. I know you started primarily with a female design team because, like you put it, I'm going to paraphrase here, what a woman wants to see on a woman is different than what a man wants to see on a woman. And then the I know shirt was designed by a man, and it's from what I've seen, one of your more popular designs. And
actually, you know, this is something that happens to her all the time, but Kat Staggs is actually a woman. And she jokes all the time that because of her name or because of the way she draws, because she draws similar to, she has a style that she, that this is what she told me, that most people assume is a man. So, you know, they'll flip through her book and they'll see her and they would say, oh, when is Kat Staggs going to be back? And she's like, well, I'm sitting right here. So, Kat Staggs is a woman and she, you know, she's just a fantastic artist. But it's funny because I've had the conversation with her before. So many people think she's a male artist. But to your question, we do have other male designers. Actually, our Ahsoka Chibi shirt is done by one of our in-house designers named Jay Aguilera, and he is a huge Star Wars fan and really liked the chibi style of art.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually asked, he said, hey, I'd like to draw Ahsoka as a chibi character because, you know, there were several other characters drawn in that style. And, you know, I kind of gave him direction of what I wanted it to look like. And, you know, he really did a fantastic job, and it's been a very popular shirt for us, as well as another well-known designer, Dave Filoni. He's, you know, our supervising director of the Clone Wars. He designed our Plo Koon and Ahsoka shirt, and, I feel like he did such a fantastic job. I told him kind of what I was looking for. I wanted a Plo Koon and Ahsoka shirt to kind of reflect their relationship, and I really think he did a fantastic job. So, I mean, it's funny. Again, I never wanted to make her universe all women and just that women because, again, we're trying to say that sci-fi is for everyone and it's not just women. But I've just been so fortunate to work with so many amazing women and most of the people at her universe that make the day-to-day decisions are women. And so we just have a great group of women working to make it happen and, you know, we just have a great group of people, so I'm honored to be working with such great people.
I wanted to say thank you again. I know you've got a really busy schedule, so we'll kind of let you get to it. Thanks again for talking with Sci-Fi for me.
Not a problem. I appreciate you, your time and chatting, and I really appreciate your support.